NW248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Wendy Gillette in Los Angeles. Former President Donald Trump is lashing out at a federal indictment, charging him with 37 counts as part of the classified documents case. He gave a campaign speech at Georgia's GOP convention.
This vicious persecution is a travesty of justice. You're watching Joe Biden. Nope, I think of it. Biden is trying to jail his leading political opponent, an opponent that's beating him by a lot in the polls, just like they do in Stalinist Russia or communist China. No different.
CBS News correspondent Stacey Lynn on what some voters think.
I think he's a crook. I think he doesn't know the difference between a truth and a lie.
Ann was playing pickleball near Mar-a-Lago.
I think he's so egotistical and looks out for himself and really doesn't even care about this country.
Her opponent, Jackie, doesn't think this case will change anyone's mind about Trump.
I think it's a lot of showboating by the Democrats because they know he's very popular.
But Larry, who was out fishing, thinks this is just another political attack.
We know he's kind of a show-off, but he's an awful good president.
Stacey Lynn, CBS News.
Trump will be in court Tuesday in Miami. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is in Ukraine, supporting the country in its bid to become part of NATO and disputing Russian President Vladimir Putin's claims that Ukraine has suffered heavy losses in its counteroffensive.
I don't put any stake in anything that Vladimir Putin says. He has demonstrated that he lies every time he opens his mouth.
A new study finds the shape of a person's brain can determine how they think. Here's Scott Maiman.
It seems a brainiac could be a true physical description, according to new Australian research.
So everyone's brain shape is a little bit different, much like a fingerprint.
Brain health professor Alex Fornito.
Our work raises a possibility that those differences in brain shape might be related to differences in the way we think about and behave in the world.
He says the shape of the brain can influence brain activity, but the study's not clear on why. Scott Maiman for CBS News, Canberra, Australia.
The favorite did not win favor from fans at the running of the Belmont Stakes. Forte finished in second place. Fox with a call.
Forte coming up the outside. Second, he couldn't do it. Archangelo has won again.
Instead, it was Archangelo who first crossed the finish line, giving a female trainer a win at Belmont for the very first time. Game four of the Stanley Cup Finals underway as the Vegas Golden Knights take on the Florida Panthers. Vegas is ahead in the series 2-1. This is CBS News.
Progressive Insurance. Progressive can protect your home, auto, boat, motorcycle, ATV, RV, and more. In short, a lot of things. Bundle today at progressive.com.
Before New Cascade Platinum Plus, I would pre-rinse all my dishes because my old detergent just wouldn't get them clean. But now, I do dishes differently. A no pre-wash, no rewash, money-back guaranteed kind of different. Because Cascade Platinum Plus has double the grease-fighting power of Dawn built right in, with twice the scrubbing power, giving me a clean that lets me break all the dish rules. I just scrape, load, and I'm done. Yep, so clean. With Cascade Platinum Plus, I dare to dish differently.
Making an Impact, sponsored by Grainger. Byron Bistro's culinary program hopes to shape high school students into the next generation of chefs and restaurant staff. Senior Braden Gunter says it's paying off.
I'd much rather go out and buy some groceries and cook myself some food than, you know, just rely on DoorDash every day.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers professional-grade supplies and solutions made for every industry and backed by product experts. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tonight, otherwise cloudy skies. Lows level off around 48, northeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Highs level off around 67. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 42. Low 70s, Monday, upper 70s by Tuesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 63.
To be out there on your own. If I could find your
your constellation. I'd set my destination for the deep space in your eyes. And I'd build you a great city and point out all the beauty and every sign of life. How did you get this far? Lost among the stars, not knowing where you are. But when you're coming home, you're a distant galaxy, nowhere close to me. No, you don't have to be out there on your own. Black hole coming and you can't turn away. Send out a message and I've been on my way. There's a black hole coming and you can't turn away. Send out a message and I've been on my way. How did you get this far? Lost among the stars, not knowing where you are. When you're coming home, you're a distant galaxy, nowhere close to me. But you don't have to be out there on your own.
Shella does her double dip this hour on Mag Sync Radio. 1-844-967-2789. We still, our second set of Summerfest tickets are sitting right here, and I can put them in an envelope and send them to you. All you have to do is call us at 1-844-967-2789. As promised, a double dip of Eric.
Calls. Tumbled down, you blew through. I wish I was stronger. Hold my ground and stand up to you. So make the best of this hand. I've been nailed. I try to follow suit, but behind the breeze that's dying to be filled. That you never. When it comes to you, oh no, like a house of glass, faking a smile with no place to hide. It's cracks in the surface, keeping it calm like a sand lullaby. Oh, if everything shatters and goes, it will matter.
There's nothing I can do. There's no shelter when it calls to you. No, no. There's no shelter when it calls to you. No, no.
Sing Radio. Congratulations to Carol. This hour, we gave her some Summerfest tickets, and she's going to get to go out there and see a couple shows. Her and a friend, two tickets to her. They're gone. Yeah. Well, sorry. Next week, we'll probably have more. Thanks for tuning in and hanging out with us, doing the local stuff right here on Max Inc. Radio. Devil's Lair is coming up just a couple minutes away. Thought we'd play a little Cashbox Kings, brand new stuff from them. Their new album, Oscar's Motel. Hot Little Mess. Max Inc. Radio.
She
she'll confess. She starts drinking at noon. She starts drinking at noon. Then she sings out of tune till she howls at the moon. She's a high little miss, but I sure wish that miss was mine. She's not the kind of girl you bring home to mama, but I'm hoping someday that maybe my baby becomes a true lady and brings herself back home to stay. And I try to pretend she don't sleep with strange men, who is our heart to defend. She's a high little miss, but I sure wish that miss was mine. She's not the kind of girl you bring home to mama. Sail back on the stage. She's a high little miss. 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 But I sure wish that miss was mine. She's a high little miss, but I sure wish that miss was mine.
The Cashbox Kings, brand new stuff from them. All this local stuff is brought to you by Ignite Glass and Gifts. Three locations, Madison, Monona, O'Donna, and Willie Street. IgniteGlassandGifts.com. And of course, Salvatore's Tomato Pies. There's pizza. And then there's SalvatoreTomatoPies.com. Rocker, I see that you're pretty busy over there. You got a lot of stuff going on.
Well, we do, Rob. We are setting up the Devil's Lair. Tonight we have Jenny Lupine. She's coming in from Brooklyn, Wisconsin.
Oh, New York. I thought she got on the train and just went way too far.
She took the subway all the way from New York. No, she drove out here.
Oh, that's
Brooklyn, Wisconsin. And yes. She's with Angela Licari. Who you may know playing violin for many bands around Wisconsin. So we are very pleased to have her in the Devil's Lair tonight. Jenny Lupine, and she has a brand new album out, The Healer. And so we're going to hear all about it and hear some brand new songs and maybe even, Rob, maybe even one song that's brand newer than the album, premiere.
I love
Never heard before.
A new single maybe even.
Maybe.
Maybe. Hey, I didn't tell you a little earlier too. Carol called and the Somerset tickets go into the mailbox to her. She won.
Nice.
Just like that.
All right. Congratulations, Carol.
Yeah, and she's right here in Madison, so supporting the local music.
Nice.
It's exciting to talk to her. The big payback now on Max Inc. Radio.
Someday, but I don't know just what the future.
All right, this lady, she's up next, Kirstie Krause. She's going to be doing live stuff. Where? At Woodfest. That's right. Something new from her, too. Yes, You Can is the album. She did even live stuff here in the studio, which is super awesome. Wisconsin sounded so good. It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Do you enjoy shopping for handcrafted products? Do you believe in making the world a better place? You will love Ethical Trade Co. Browse for goods from around the globe, knowing by purchasing fair trade products, you are supporting the artists' economic independence. Shop online anytime at ethicaltradeco.com or in person Fridays and Saturdays at 3565 Tulane Avenue across from Schenck Elementary in Madison. ethicaltradeco.com. Goods for a better world.
I'm planning our family vacation and need a pet sitter.
We use a house sitter from Hotel K Pet Sitting. You know, freebellyrubs.com.
Free belly rubs?
Yeah, they're local, dependable, and totally spoil our pets. When we get home, our house is just as it was when we left, and our dogs are happy. And the daily messages with pictures really gives us peace of mind while we're away. For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. FreeBellyRubs.com.
Jimmy K here for the Spaceship.tv. For those of you that know me well, you know I value my couch time. And getting out to shows, well, it's just not in the cards sometimes. Well, now the shows come to me with the Spaceship.tv. The Spaceship.tv is a virtual venue for artists of all kinds. They have great local music, plus the high-quality stream makes for an amazing show on my big screen. Make your couch time rock and see a show at the Spaceship.tv today. The Spaceship.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weichert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weichert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at Weichert-Lakepoint.com.
Rock Onsen is coming to Summerfest, the world's largest music festival. 10 outstanding statewide high school and middle school grade bands will be rocking out on the Generac Power Stage June 23 and 24, competing for cool Rock Onsen prizes. Check out these cool bands that will be hitting the stage by going to rockonsin.org. Rock Onsen is brought to you by the Nicholas Family Foundation and also made possible by Max Inc. Radio. Rock Onsen, youth garage bands rocking Wisconsin, produced by Dennis Graham Associates.
Hey everyone, this is Kat from Kat and the Hurricane, and you're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
You are listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Amber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Crescenda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
The Rafters and the Woodchucks meet today on this cloudy and rainy evening. Scheduled pitch at 8:45. That's why start time is a bit later today. It was originally a 6:35 pitch, but since then a bunch of rain has come into the Wisconsin Rapids area and has, well, flooded the field. But the tarp has been off and the players are on the field, so they're going to get set here in about 15 minutes between the Rafters and the Woodchucks. And good evening, everybody. Joey Fear with you here on WFHR 97.5 FM 13:20 a.m. Well, the Woodchucks came in here earlier this week and the Rafters swept them. They won 3-0 and 3-2. So these two teams are looking to go at it once again. And, well, the Rafters, they've been hot. They've won 5 in a row and they're looking to make it 6 tonight if they get the game. And rain is in the forecast, but as of now, these two teams are going to be scheduled to play. So the Rafters have since won 5 games. They're 7-5. Tied second in the Great Lakes West Division. They're one game back of Wausau, who's at 8-4. So the Rafters are looking to tie the possession of first place tonight. And, boy, that would be quite the comeback of what it was earlier part of this season. They were 2-5 at one point, and then since then it was 5 straight. They've done absolutely amazing. They swept Green Bay, swept Wausau, and they took a game off Madison. So with 5 in a row and a cloudy and rainy evening, these two teams will be getting scheduled to set as the Rafters batting a .246 as a team with 56 runs, 98 hits, and 49 RBIs. So they are a team that's ready to go. And as for them, in their starting lineup, Jacob Rosenkrantz, the Valparaiso Beacon, he's going to be getting his third start. He's 2-0 on the season, so the right-handed pitcher will be getting the start on the mound. As for the batting order for the Rafters, Anthony Gallison, the left fielder, will be leading off as Chris Conniff will be coming second, slotted in at third base. And Jack Basir, boy, his red-hot play is continuing, batting at the DH today. Jack Gurevich, an unbelievable performance yesterday at first base. So Broussard at shortstop, Johnson at second base, Hugo at right field, Levi Jensen at catcher, Brandon Rogers, the center fielder. As for the Woodchucks, Isaac Crabb, the Louisiana Tech product, out of Harrisburg, Illinois, will be getting the start at right-handed pitcher Dalton Pearson. The center fielder will be leading off for them. So Brady Jurgella, who hit a home run earlier this week against the Raptors, will be batting second at left field. So Jesse Donahoe batting third will be the second baseman. Mike McGinnis at third base. Simon Sherry, the shortstop, he'll be batting fifth. Michael Adair, the DH. Jake English, the catcher. Jake Baker, the first baseman. And Drew Berklin, the right fielder. The trustworthy right fielder will be there. So these two teams getting set here very soon, just about 10 minutes. National Anthem is up. We'll be back here on WFHR 97.5. We'll be back in a moment.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in a thousand pieces. Just by giving her a bear hug, she masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You've decided to expand your family with a furry friend, so what's next? Do you have enough space? What are the right foods? Get the answers to these questions and more at WFHR's Petpalooza on the Southwood County Humane Society grounds, June 11th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Local pet experts will be on hand to answer all your questions, and the Humane Society will be open to discuss the adoption process. All this plus live music, food trucks, and food and direct sales vendors. It's a real petcation, June 11th from 10 to 4 for WFHR's Petpalooza.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
We return from Witter Field as the Raptors getting set. They take the field right now. So Jacob Rosenkrantz will be getting the start on the mound. The Valparaiso Beacon, he's had an impressive start to his Wisconsin Rapids summer. He's had a 2-0 record with 9 innings pitched, 4 hits allowed with no runs, but he's had 8 strikeouts on 30 batters faced. So this is a guy that's ready to go and ready to make his mark once again. The tall 6'5 right-hander will be warming up right now. So Raptors in the infield, like I said, they're going to have Rosenkrantz on the mound. Jack Karuvich will be getting the start at first. Ty Johnson at second. As Chris Conniff will be slotted in at third base today. We've seen him at shortstop and second, so not at third. So a guy that's very versatile, and whether he's playing first, second, short, or third. So Chris Conniff, the returning guy, returning Rafter out of Wagner College, will be third. So Garrett Broussard at shortstop. As for the outfield, Anthony Gallison, the Coastal Carolina product, will be making another start out at left field today. Brandon Rogers, the trustworthy center fielder, will be getting in at center field. So Rogers at center field and Logan Hugo, the Eastern Michigan product, at right field. Now this brings up Dalton Pearson, and Pearson will step in. The Raptors wearing their all-white tops with the black leggings and the maroon logos on the front and back. As for the Woodchucks, they're wearing their all-gray tops with the blue sleeves, the gray leggings, and the blue hats. So Jacob Rosenkrantz will come set, and well, this game was originally scheduled at 6:35. About 2 hours and 10 minutes later, we're playing ball here at Witter Field as the first pitch on the way, swinging a ground ball over to Broussard. The throw across his body to first, way off target, as Dalton Pearson will start things off with a leadoff single. So first pitch of the game, and a ground ball over to Broussard, not able to get it in time. And Dalton Pearson, who's been batting a 344, and that's why he's been at the leadoff spot. So Brady Jurgella, who's had one home run, in which he did so against the Raptors earlier this week, He had a two-run shot to right center field. So the Minnesota product out of Menasha, Wisconsin, who's had three RBIs, the first pitch on the way from Rosencrantz, swinging a miss outside, 0-1. So Jurgela has had 11 hits, 9 runs, batting a .297. Leading off at first is Pearson. 0-1 pitch up and away, 1-1. So lights have on. Lights are bright here at Witter Field, and it is a darkness in the clouds. Not the darkness of the night. Looks like more rain on the way, but as a pickoff attempt over at first to Pearson, he slides back safe. Count stays at 1-1. Jacob Rosencrantz has only had 28 and a third innings pitched for Valparaiso. He felt he should have gotten more action as the 1-1 upstairs, swing and a miss, 1-2. In 2022, he logged 18 and two-thirds innings and struck out 8 while walking 3 over 12 appearances. A guy that's, he's been, you know, known at Valparaiso as, once again, the check over to first, and Pearson gets back in time. In 46 hits and 40 runs allowed this year, but he acquired 20 strikeouts. As once again, the pickoff attempt at first, Pearson sliding save. They know Pearson can steal bases at a high efficiency rate, so they're looking to push him towards that bag as a ball and two strikes. Rosencrantz had a perfect game where he went 3 innings and did not allow as a steal now. Jensen the throw over to short at Broussard, and stealing safe in time is Dalton Pearson. So that's why he was trying to push him towards that bag, and Pearson making it known that he can get to the next base with ease, and he did that there. So Pearson's at second. It's a 2-2 count, and Jurgela, the left fielder, still up to bat. So sliding safe was Pearson in time, but it looks like he took a spill on that and just a little shaken up. So it's been a wild day here at Witter Field, and just fortunate to get this game in as of now. So each team will have a chance here. The 2-2. Swing and a miss inside. Strike 3. So Brady Jurgela goes down swinging, and the first strikeout of the game belongs to Rosencrantz. So now Jesse Donahoe, a guy that was red hot coming into the series against the Rafters earlier this week, he did not record a hit. He's batting a .364. He was up in the late 400s and the high 400s, and eventually has kind of gone down a bit. Batting third with 9 RBIs. One out here. Georgia State product. And his first pitch on the way, outside for a strike, 0-1. Yeah, so it's for him, he really struggled, and he's a rising junior against the Rafters. So no balls to strike, the 0-1. Swinging a ground ball over to Conniff at third. He picks it up and throws across the diamond into the glove of Gurovich for the second out, 2 down. That's what you can ask for if you're one of the Rafters. Get it done in the infield. When they play error-free baseball, they are very hard to beat. They just have to rely on their offense because their pitching is very deep. They have a lot of people in the bullpen to get it done for them, and Rosencrantz is one of those guys and has already proven that. So Michael McGinnis will step in, the right-hander, third baseman. He's also a Georgia State product from Newman, Georgia. Batting a 129, Pearson, a huge leadoff at second. First pitch on the way, fouled back. 0-1. One RBI. He's had 4 runs and 4 hits to go with that. And McGinnis, another Georgia State product. And, well, 3 Georgia State players in the first 4 batters for the Woodchucks. So the 0-1. Curveball comes up and away for a strike, though, 0-2. So no balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs here. As Pearson leads off at second, Rosencrantz will come set. Kicks, winds, and serves way outside. A curveball goes over the head of McGinnis. Taking third with ease is Dalton Pearson. So now a runner in prime scoring position. One ball, two strikes. So Pearson 90 feet away from getting the first run of the game. Now the Raptors is able to halt it. In these positions where they've had a runner on third or runners on second and third, they've done well. They've gotten those strikeouts that's needed. Is that the case this time? The 1-2 from Rosencrantz, fouled on the right side. Way out of the ballpark. Came in at 90 miles per hour. So one ball, two strikes. Pearson with a leadoff single. He's gotten the third. As Rosencrantz winds up, delivers the 1-2, swinging a fly ball into the right fielder of Logan Hugo, reaches out and makes the grab for the third out. So the Raptors don't allow any runs as we head to the bottom of the first here on WFHR. We'll be back in a moment.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Wisconsin River Orthopedics of Wisconsin Rapids features the area's only open MRI unit. What does this mean to you? If you are claustrophobic or if you're big or overweight, you'll love this open MRI. If you are nervous about loud noises and other MRIs, you'll appreciate this open MRI. Plus, they feature board-certified musculoskeletal radiologists to read your images. If you need MRI, ask for open MRI at Wisconsin River Orthopedics in Wisconsin Rapids. Go to WROinstitute.com or call 424-8255. 1881, relieving pain and restoring lives.
Go yard this summer with cool cash rebates from Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,350 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts, doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry, this offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, A-I-R-E.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
We return to the bottom of the first inning here on WFHR as Anthony Gallison will be getting starting at the leadoff position, and Gallison, who's had two hits on nine at-bats with four RBIs and two runs, batting a .222, so a decent start for him as he's making his third appearance as first pitch on the way from Isaac Crabb, the Louisiana Tech product out of Harrisburg, Illinois, making his second appearance, one game played back against Green Bay on June the 3rd as a swing and a shallow ground ball over to the third baseman, and McGinnis, the throw across his body to first, is right on the money for the first out. So Mike McGinnis doing well already at third. But yeah, so this brings up Chris Conniff. And Conniff batting a .474 out of Edmond, Oklahoma. And Isaac Crabb, as I said, making his second appearance. He's had two and a third innings pitched with six hits and having two strikeouts as well as Kraft throws in a curveball right down the plate. 0-1. So Gallison grounds out, and this brings up Conniff, who has had five RBIs and nine hits, swinging a miss inside. 0-2. So Crabb ahead in the count. And Isaac Crabb, still a guy that's, well, making his second summer here in the Northwoods League. Played for the Rockford Rivets as the 0-2 fouled on the left side. So he played seven games for Rockford last year where he had eight and a third innings pitched, 12 hits, and 16 runs allowed. He had six strikeouts as well as the 0-2 from Crabb. Outside, swinging a miss. Conniff went after it and was just a little bit late. So two down for the Woodchucks here in the bottom of the first. So Jack Basir stepping in, a guy that's he's been unbelievable. Batting a 286, but he had a slow start since then. Since his first, I would say, four or five games after that, he's really found some rhythm. So a guy that batted, well, 350 as a slider comes in outside for a strike 0-1. Eight RBIs and a home run. He's at 11 strikeouts as a fastball outside edge. Brassier went after it, 0-2. Came in at 91 miles per hour. The set, the kick, the pitch from Crabb paints the outside edge for strike number three. So three straight strikeouts, and the Woodchucks have a three up and three down inning as we head to the top of the second here on WFHR.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
If you're a firearms enthusiast, Dixon Gun Shop LLC in Nakusa is a name to know and trust. At Dixon Gun Shop, they buy, sell, and trade firearms, ensuring you'll always find the perfect piece for your collection. And here's something special. They're a proud veteran-owned business committed to serving their community with honor and integrity. Whether you're a seasoned shooter or a first-time buyer, they'll assist you every step of the way. Dixon Gun Shop LLC, 328 Market Street, Nakusa, or call 715-886-4867. That's 715-886-4867.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
To the top of the second we go as Rosencrantz sets in, a swing and a ground ball from Sherry over to Broussard. The shortstop throws it, and jumping off the bag was Gurevich. He did not tag him, so Sherry takes first. And a leadoff single once again in back-to-back innings for the Woodchucks. But yeah, it was Pearson who was able to get on base as he had a leadoff single in the top of the first. So Sherry just continues that. The Evansville product out of Santa Claus, Indiana. So now bringing up Michael Adair, the DH out of the University of Dayton, Fort Gibson, Oklahoma product, says he foul tips one off his left ankle. So Adair with 10 RBIs, though, leading the team in RBIs. And a guy that knows how to get the hits at the right moments. Plays for Dayton in the Atlantic 10. DHing today, the left-hander, as Rosencrantz sets, fires out and away for a ball, 1-1. Leading off at first is Sherry. Count stays even at one apiece. Woodchucks have two hits. Swinging a line drive that goes through first and second. And, well, back-to-back hits for the Woodchucks, and they have two on here with no outs in the top of the second. So now bringing up Jake English out of the University of Kansas, a Jayhawk, plays his collegiate baseball in the Big 12 out of Olathe, Kansas. Three RBIs and batting a 500. As Rosencrantz will come set and fire. English, yes, he's batting a 500, but he's only had two at-bats. So he's gotten a hit on two at-bats, which is good, with three RBIs. So he's made the most of those limited plate appearances, but he's ahead in the count 1-0. He had a home run as well as the catcher outside for a ball 2-0. The Woodchucks looking to return the favor. The Raptors swept them, which basically started this five-game win streak after they beat Madison and then went 2-3 in a row. Beat Wausau 3-0 and then beat them 3-2 as their pitch on the way. Jensen throws it over to first, and tagging up in time was Adair. So Michael Adair at first, Simon Sherry at second. Nobody down here, but that was a strike, so 2-1. So Levi Jensen was on tap of that one as the 2-1 comes up and away for the third ball, so 3-1. Woodchucks on the verge of really putting the pressure on here. There's nobody down, there's no outs, and there's two runners on. Rosencrantz will come set. Look over to second. Now back to home, the 3-1. Swinging a popped up ball behind home plate in foul territory. That puts the count at 3-2. So English has done a good job of working the count. Slotted in at catcher today. So full count. Two runners on. Rosencrantz comes set and fires, swinging a popped up ball into the second baseman. And coming under it is Ty Johnson with ease. So Johnson, first out. Two away for the Raptors. Runners do not advance, and why would they? If Johnson, if they did decide to advance, Johnson would have had that easily. So smart play there from the Woodchucks. And now this brings up, well, Jake English is his teammate. Jake Baker, the University of Kansas product as well, out of Lawrence, Kansas, adding a 250. He's at an RBI. So Rosencrantz sets and delivers a curveball outside edge, 1-0. So Adair stands at first, Sherry at second. Woodchucks have three hits. Inside and backing away was Baker for a ball. So an ankle-high fastball, 1-0. Fastball came in at 89 miles per hour. Two balls and no strikes. The leadoff Adair has fouled back. 2-1. So one down here. Are the Raptors able to get themselves out of a hole here? 2-1 count. A hit from Pearson, Sherry, and Adair. There stands at first, Sherry at second, the 2-1, swinging a shallow ball on the right field line in foul territory. It stays at 2-2, so one down here. Raptors have had success when they've been the attacker and have scored first. They have not done well from coming behind. The only exception was when they were down 4-1 against Green Bay earlier this week, and they came back with eight unanswered runs to win 9-4 as Rosencrantz comes set, the 2-2, fouled on the left side, and near the rat trap, but I hope everybody's okay over there. That ball came in quick. Yeah, this game was, as I said, originally slated at 6:35. The rain was coming down in buckets, and questions if this game would ever be getting in, as of how much rain there was in the forecast as well. But the 2-2 from Rosencrantz out on the right side. And once again, Jake Baker doing an excellent job of working this count. And so the question was, well, is there going to be a doubleheader tomorrow? But they were able to find some common ground and find, hey, I think we can get this game in. So 8:45 start time, and in the top of the second, two runners on for the Woodchucks. Rosencrantz comes set, the 2-2 delivery, swinging a shallow ball over to Johnson, flips it over to second from Broussard at first, and a Double play there. Excellent play. A 5-6-3 double play. Excuse me, a 4-6-3 double play. And the Raptors able to get out of the hole as we head to the bottom of the second. Score stays at 0-0.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. Start your classes and get your degree right here, or transfer to your four-year.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. In person at four convenient campuses, online or a hybrid.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here for your Career Accelerator Certificate, a quick way to get ahead in your career.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Get started at mstc.edu.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Raptors Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones Financial Advisor.